This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It's go time for Elizabeth Warren's campaign organization as the senator from Massachusetts works to improve on her third place finish in Iowa behind Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. The New Hampshire primary is Tuesday, and this weekend, hundreds of volunteers have flooded New Hampshire from Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York to knock on doors for Warren. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, Warren has been knocking on some doors herself.
Before the event got started, the normally unflappable Warren was clearly moved as she met with a crowd of volunteers outside waiting to pick up their door-knocking assignments.
This is a fight from the heart, and I'm deeply grateful for you to be here to fight it alongside me.
The volunteers, nearly 800 of them, filled a hall at Manchester Community College. As they waited for Warren to address them from the stage, they sang the Fenway Park anthem, Sweet Caroline. Nothing about the moment felt like a campaign for a candidate in third place.
Now you're getting ready to go out and knock some doors, do a little democracy. But here's the thing. There's still a lot of folks out there who are really starting to get worried. Worried that this fight against Donald Trump might not be winnable. You know, the way I look at this, I've been winning unwinnable fights pretty much all my life.
Among the volunteers getting ready to set out was Lauren Gontars, who describes herself as a military wife. She drove up from Connecticut.
I think she's doing well. I think Iowa was a small viewing of what America may think, but I think that we can't counter out just because of one state. There are a lot more states and there are a lot more people.
Warren herself set out to knock on doors in Manchester with her husband, Bruce, and their dog, Bailey. Reporters were not allowed to get up close to record her conversations with voters, but in between houses, Warren said they have one main message for her.
You know, it's interesting. The main issue is beat Trump.
Yeah.
You got to beat Trump. You got to beat Trump. Tell me who's going to beat Trump.
And what's your case?
And my case is I'm going to bring this party together. We can't go into this like we did in 2016. Yeah.
Before she can unite the party, she has to defeat Buttigieg and Sanders. Manchester, the biggest city in the state, is key to that effort. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, says Manchester is a critical battleground for all top four candidates.
If Joe Biden doesn't do well in Manchester, he's going to have serious problems across the state. If Sanders or Warren do better than expected among the progressive voters in the more progressive upscale Manchester wards, you're going to have a real good idea where they're going to go. And then Buttigieg, if he can come in first or second in Manchester, that's a real strong indication that he could carry the state.
Every time I get to go talk to people, every time we expand the number of people who are in this fight, that's a good thing.
That's Warren again, speaking later in the day to WBUR's Anthony Brooks. In Manchester and across the state, Warren has one of the most organized campaigns. But in her interview, Warren would not say whether she feels her organization is enough to propel her beyond third place.
I just see this as a chance to pull more people into this fight. You know, fighting for working families, trying to figure out why America's middle class has been hollowed out and how we change that. This has been my life's work. And now, running for president, I get a chance to get out there and really lay out plans for how we could fix it.
On Tuesday, Warren's organization will be put to another test. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire.
You can find an Instagram story of Warren's canvassing effort in Manchester at the WBUR Instagram account, where you can find more of our political coverage through Tuesday's primary.